To various missions, troops have been at the border for 5 years. The mission for the 1,200 currently deployed ends this month, but congressional sources say soldiers will remain, albeit in different roles. Mike Rosen is the spokesman for Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul.
To our knowledge, throughout the first quarter, at least, of 2012 is when we will see the transition scaling back on one end and increasing intelligence and technological resources on the other.
But McCaul and others hawkish on border security say now is not the time to pull back the National Guard. Mike Rosen.
The border is only 44% operationally secure. Even though we will be implementing greater expanded technology and greater intelligence capabilities, you have to have those in conjunction with the boots on the ground.
Some border experts counter that soldiers were only meant as a temporary backup. Doris Meissner was the country's top immigration enforcer in the 1990s. She's now a researcher at the Migration Policy Institute, a nonpartisan Washington think tank.
We're spending billions on border enforcement. So at a certain point, the Border Patrol should be able to bring about border security, and evidence shows more and more that that point is at hand.
Other congressional offices were told the current force will be cut in half, and soldiers were redeployed to different border points to serve as intelligence analysts. In San Antonio, I'm Hernan Rosenberg.